With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana Athletics Director Ken Haslam says he's not renewing the contract of football coach Bob Stitt for the 2018 season. Haslam called it a difficult decision and said he appreciated Stitt's contributions to the university and its football team. The decision comes 2 days after Montana's second consecutive loss to Montana State and after the team missed the playoffs for the second straight year. Stitt's teams posted a 21-14 record. The Montana-based company that won and then lost a $300 million contract to restore power in Puerto Rico says its on-the-ground workers are starting to pack up and go home. Nikki Ouellette reports the departures allow preset dates outlined in its contracts.
Puerto Rico's governor asked the island's power utility to cancel Whitefish Energy Holdings' contract at the end of October amid scrutiny over how it was awarded. After it was canceled, the company said it would end its work on the hurricane-ravaged island on November 30th. But some of Whitefish's subcontracts with Florida-based utility companies expire this week. Jerry Boyce is a spokesperson for Jacksonville Electric Authority, which is bringing 45 workers home.
When JEA went over, we were some of the first electric workers to come over. So we've done our job, and now the electric contractors that are there will continue the work.
There are currently 3,000 people working to restore power on the island from multiple utilities working under mutual aid. Whitefish Energy declined to be interviewed for this story. As of Monday, more than half of Puerto Rico remains without power. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana State Fund is suing to block a $30 million patch to the state budget passed by lawmakers last week. Attorneys for the state fund say the bill, currently waiting on the governor's signature to become law, is unconstitutional. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The state's largest workers' compensation insurance provider is challenging the bill Governor Steve Bullock requested heading into last week's special session. It would charge a 3% fee on Montana State Fund assets above $1 billion. The money would be used to fill the state's projected $227 million budget shortfall. But it was not without opposition.
This bill has problems. Number one, it's unconstitutional.
Republican House Speaker Pro Tem Greg Hertz argued against the legislation on the House floor before it passed, with more than 24 Republicans opposing it. In their lawsuit, lawyers for the state fund make a similar argument. The attorneys write that the money collected by the Montana State Fund, quote, may not be used for any other purpose and may not be transferred by the legislature to other funds or used for other programs, unquote. But State District Court Judge Michael McMahon, who's overseeing the case, appears skeptical. Soon after the lawsuit was filed, McMahon denied Montana State Fund's request to block the legislation until the court reaches a decision. Judge McMahon wrote, quote, the court is concerned whether Montana State Fund has established a legitimate cause of action or that it is likely to succeed on the merits of its claims, unquote. The plan passed by lawmakers to patch the projected $250 million gap in the Montana budget relies on being able to impose the new 3% fee on state fund assets over $1 billion. If courts throw it out, it could mean additional cuts to state agencies. Last week, Governor Bullock issued $75 million in cuts in order to help balance the budget. The Montana State Fund will appear in court on December 4th to argue its case. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. The U.S. State Department is looking into whether Nebraska's approval of a modified route for the Keystone XL pipeline will affect the federal permit that pipeline developer TransCanada received in March. President Donald Trump approved the presidential permit for the pipeline and hailed it as incredible. Federal approval was required because the pipeline would cross the U.S. border from Canada to Phillips County, Montana. Authorities say a 41-year-old man whose body was found at an abandoned transient camp on the west edge of Billings had been beaten and decapitated. Billings police identified the victim on Monday as Myron Wesley Knight of Billings. The case is being investigated as a homicide, and police are offering a $1,000 reward for information. The medical records of several Montana chronic pain patients were seized last week during a federal raid of a medical clinic in a strip mall in Southern California. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration requested a warrant to seize narcotics, payment records, and patient information at the clinic of Dr. Forrest Tennant. The raid on Tennant's clinic came as he was testifying on behalf of Hamilton pain doctor Chris Christensen. On Monday, a jury found Christensen guilty of 22 felony counts related to overprescription of narcotics, including two negligent homicide charges. The federal drug trafficking investigation, focusing on Tennant, includes multiple other physicians and a pharmacy. It began in 2015. Court documents say Tennant prescribed painkilling drugs to 45 patients living in 25 different states. Several Montanans who fly to California to get opioid prescriptions and treatment for their pain from Tennant's clinic that they say they can't get at home told Montana Public Radio today that they have sent in requests for the return of their medical files. Gary Snook is among them. He's worried this could mean he loses access to the medications that give him pain relief. Without them, he says his body feels like a piece of meat sizzling over a hot skillet.
This disease I have and the pain it makes is beyond all human comprehension that I don't believe a healthy person can even imagine.
Another patient who didn't want to speak on tape also said they're worried about their access to painkilling drugs amid a federal crackdown on opioid abuse. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
Visit our website, mtpr.org. While you're there, look for our new podcast, Subsurface, Resisting Montana's Underwater Invaders. I'm Eric Whitney.